people at PC time.
If you have your Bible, please turn to Hebrews chapter 7. And others can use your cell phone to turn them.
那如果你是用手机的话，就请你就是除了看经文以外，也要顺便做其他的事情。
If you are using your phone, please use it just for the Bible, not to also play or do other things.
因为我知道常常会有听众朋友顺便查一下经文，然后就看一下其他的事情，这样不太好。
I know that sometimes happens while we're using it to read the Bible, something else comes up and we end up doing other things.
我们今天的经文是在希伯来书第七章一十一到十九节这一段。
So today's scripture is from Hebrews 7, chapter 7, verse 11 to 19.
我们之前在讲希伯来书的时候，已经提到就是耶稣基督是照着麦基洗德的等式做了大祭司。
We've already been talking a bit about Jesus, who is a high priest after the order of Melchizedek.
所以这也是告诉我们，耶稣基督他是。远远的超过其他立位祭立位的祭司。
And here we're going to talk a bit more about that Jesus his priesthood is far beyond the priesthood of the Levites.
那在希伯来书中间，你可以看到作者一直不断强调耶稣基督的一个超越性，他的高超性。
And actually, that is one of the main things about Hebrews is the is emphasizing Jesus' outstanding nature that is beyond everything.
那作者就提到说，耶稣呢，他是超过天使的
，and that he is beyond and above the angels.
他是超过摩西跟亚伦的
，he is above Moses and Aaron.
他是超过约书亚的
，and above Joshua.
那在这个第七章的时候，他就开始强调说，耶稣基督他是远远超过立位祭司。
And in chapter 7, he's now to say that he's far beyond the priest, the Davidic priesthood.
那但是第二个呢，我们要问一个问题，就是说为什么作者要一直强调耶稣这个他的高超性、他的超越性呢
？So what we want to think about is why is it that he wants to emphasize so much the outstanding nature of Jesus beyond everything?
那从一个负面的角度来讲的话，就是我们知道当时的读者们，他们想要离开耶稣基督了。
Now, from a more negative perspective, he was thinking that there were some of the readers here who were considering leaving and returning to Judaism.
所以他们想要回到旧约，所以作者就跟他强调说，其实耶稣基督是高过你们这些旧约的所有的英雄的。
And so they wanted to return back to the Old Testament, and so he was trying to show that that Jesus is far beyond and above all of those heroes from the Old Testament.
所以作者在告诉这些人说，你们如果离开耶稣基督的话，你们就没有救恩了。
And you want to tell them if you leave Christ, that there is no salvation for you.
那从另外一个正面的角度来讲，就是说为什么耶稣基督要被提醒说是高越这些旧约的英雄呢
？Now from a more positive standpoint, in why does he also want to talk about that Jesus is above all of these heroes of the Old Testament?
因为作者要告诉。这些读者说，因为你是透过这个真正高超的耶稣基督，他才能够真正的把你带到父神面前。
Because he wants to say that only through Jesus, only if Jesus is this kind of person who is beyond, above and beyond all the others, can he actually bring us into the presence of God.
所以今天我们其实讲到的这个重点呢，我可以直接跟大家说，我们今天讲到的个目标其实是专注在我们第十九节这个经文。
So our goal and our real focus actually is on verse 19.
所以，这个目标就是要借着我们耶稣基督这个大祭司来到我们的父神面前，与我们的父神亲近。
And so his point is that he wants us to be able to draw near to God.
那我想，在我们这个台湾的环境，我们其实已经对于这个帝王的制度已经有一点点模糊了。
Now, in the experience of us as Taiwanese, we don't really have a real experience of an imperial kingdom, an empire.
那关于有这个帝王制度，你们要了解的话，通常你们就是打开电视机看到那个，你就觉得啊，这个是帝王的事情。
And what we know about emperors basically is what we see on the television.
或者是你听了一些故事的时候，你就可以想象。
Or maybe in some of the old stories that we hear, we can imagine.
虽然这个帝王的制度不是在我们现今的生活的中间，但是你以后可以知道一个事实。
But what we only do is, can you really understand the reality of an empire?
就是 不管你是看电视或者是听故事，你就知道一个乞丐是没有办法来到这个上帝皇帝的面前的。
But what we can know, even just from our the stories in television, is that the average beggar could not possibly come into the presence of the emperor.
不但如此，即使这个乞丐如果有办法闯进皇宫，来到这个皇帝面前，他也不能跟皇帝亲近的，这是不可能的事情。
And even if he could even enter the palace and come even closer into the presence of the emperor, he certainly could not get close.
不能够跟他有一些亲密的对话。
Couldn't have any real intimate conversations.
所以今天我们作者告诉我们，就是耶稣基督这个大祭司他是多么的高超，他是带我们这些有罪的人，不但是带我们来到耶稣的上帝的面前，还能够借着他与上帝亲近。
But what he wants to say is that because Jesus is over all, that he is the one who can bring us into the presence and to bring us close to God.
你还记得今天 Calvin 带我们祷告的时候，他就说提到说我们每一个人都是罪人啊。
You know, in the prayer this morning, Calvin mentioned that all of us are sinners.
他说我们不是因为犯罪变成罪人。
And it's not that we have sinned. That's not what makes us sinners.
是我们是因为罪人，所以我们犯罪。
It's the other way around. It's that we are sinners, and so therefore we sin.
所以希伯来书第七章就开始告诉我们说，上帝做了个很奇妙的工作，让我们这个罪人竟然能够来到他的面前。
So what Hebrews is trying to tell us is that this is the wonder, the miracle, is that sinners can enter the presence of God.
这个是一个很奇妙的事情的。
And this is a wonderful marvelous thing.
所以作者他也是不断地提醒我们说，要我们来到上帝的面前。
So the author wants to remind us over and over that we can come into the presence of God.
他在希伯来书第四章的时候已经提到了，说，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座面前，为要得到怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
You remember even in Hebrews verse, chapter four, verse sixteen.Let us then approach God's throne with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以这个就是像我之前提过，就是今天我们讲到的目的，就是我们要懂得来到上帝面前，上帝亲近。
And so that's what we want to really talk about today, is that we have that ability to enter the presence of God.
我们得救不是只是一些要知识上面对信仰的了解而已。
And so our salvation is not just so that we understand our faith.
我们跟上帝其实是有一个可以有一个亲密的关系。
We can have a close and intimate relationship with God.
所以这也是为什么一开始我跟弟兄们说，用手机要小心。
That's why I also want to remind you this morning to be careful about using your phone.
因为我们现在要接近上帝的话，那我们就是可以从现在就开始。
Because at this point, we're going to be talking about getting close to God.
不要在这讲到中间开始亲近我们的脸书，那这样就不好了。
And so we don't want to. We're not going to be getting close to Facebook.
所以我们可以从现在开始就专注来，就是用我们的一生来亲近我们的上帝。
So let's focus very much today on drawing close to the near God.
让我来读今天的经文是在十一到十九节之
间。Okay, so I'm going to read the scripture from verse 11 to 19.
从前百姓在立位祭司任职以下受律法，倘若这职任能得到完全。又何用另外兴起一位祭司，照麦基洗德的等次，不照亚伦的等次呢？祭司的职任已经更改，律法也必须更改，因为这话所指的人本属的别派，那支派里面没有一人出来侍候祭坛。我们的主分明是从犹大出来的，但这支派摩西并没有提起祭司。倘若照麦基洗德的样式，另外兴起了一位祭司来，我的话不就是更显而易见了？他成为祭司，并不是照肉体的条例，乃是照无穷之生命的大能，因为有给他做见证的说：“你是照麦基洗德的等次，永远做祭司。”先前的条例因软弱无力，所以就废掉了。就引进了更美的指望，靠着指望，我们可以来到神面前。阿门。
So Hebrews 7, verse 11 to 19. If perfection could have been attained through the Levitical priesthood, and indeed, the law given to the people established that priesthood, Why does there still need for another priest to come? One in the order of Melchizedek, not in the order of Aaron. But when the priesthood is changed, the law must be changed also. He of whom these things are said belonged to a different tribe, and no one from that tribe has ever served at the altar. For it is clear that our Lord descended from Judah, and in regard to that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests. And what we have said is even more clear if another priest like Melchizedek appears, one who has become a priest, not on the basis of a regulation as to his ancestry, but on the basis of the power of an indestructible life. For it is declared, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The former regulation is set aside because it was weak and useless. For the law made nothing perfect. And a better hope is introduced by which we draw near to God.
Let's
go and pray.
我们天上的父亲，我们来到你面前。
Heavenly Father, we come to your presence.
我们在你面前承认我们是有罪的人。
In your presence, we declare that we are sinners.
我们也感谢，是因为主耶稣基督的宝血，我们能够来到你的面前。
We thank you because of your blood shed for us. We come to your presence.
我们求你现在帮助我们来学习你的话语。
We ask that you help us today with the study of your word.
我们也求你让我们在透过你的话语能够与你更亲近。
We ask that through this word we could become closer to you.
求你保守帮助我们这一次的讲道。
We ask that you help me as I preach today.
然后是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We ask that this is my good son Jesus.
我们今天的经文一开始的时候就提到这个。立位祭司的制度是不完美的。
So from the beginning today, this reading, we see that the Levitical priesthood is not perfect.
我们可以列出很长的原因，这个制度为什么不完美。
We can explain this in great depth as to why it's not perfect.
但是简单的来说，它不完美的原因是因为它不能够真正的把我们带到上帝的面前。
But the simple answer is that it can't really take us into the presence of God.
更不用说能够让我们上帝我跟我们的父神亲近。
And even more, it cannot bring us into an intimate relationship.
所以这也是为什么这个上帝要照着麦基洗德的本质，另外兴起一位祭司来。
And so that is why there was a need for a new priest after the order of Melchizedek.
而且很明显的来看，那主耶稣基督他也不是立位支派的人。
And it's very clear that Jesus was not part of the tribe of Levi.
如果你们之前看圣经的话，你就知道，耶稣基督他是犹大出来的。
And if you read the Bible, you know that Jesus was from the tribe of Judah.
所以这个一个改变呢，带来了一个他们立位关于立位祭司的这个律法的整个改变了。
And so, the change in priesthood then would lead to a change, must lead to a change in the law.
这几件事情呢，可能对弟兄姊妹来讲是稍微有一点点陌生。
And so this could be to us is probably just a little bit familiar.
因为我们对祭司的事情是稍微有点陌生的感觉。
Yeah, because we may be a little bit unfamiliar with the Levitical priesthood.
但是当我们听到的时候，我们比较容易接受这样的一个讲法。
But as we understand and we read this, we can at least understand a little bit of what he's trying to say.
但是对于有犹太背景的人来讲的话，他们听到刚刚讲这些话的时候，他们就不会那么容易接受的事情。
But from a Jewish perspective, hearing this would be very, very hard to understand.
当一个犹太人听到说律法要更改的时候，我们很难想象他们心里是什么感觉。
When a Jewish person would hear that the Levitical law has to be changed, that would be really hard to accept.
他们从小长大的时候，看他们自己就是说，我们是一群有律法的人，那些外邦人，他们是没有律法的。
So as they were taught from childhood, as they grew up, that we are people of the law, and that the Gentiles are people with no law.
这个是他们引以为傲的一个点。
And that is something they were proud of.
我们有律法，外邦人没有。
We have the law, the Gentiles do not.
他们从小就是被培训，训练的就是要借着立位的祭司来献祭。
And they were taught from as a child then to bring their sacrifices through that Levitical priesthood law.
所以这是他们从小到大的习惯，都是这样子。
And so that was their practice from the time they were a child all the way to their adult.
就好像这个阿福小时候被他父母亲洗脑，就说没有上帝，那他们是从小到大也是被洗脑，所以就是要这样子的。
Just like his argument because of his parents, he kept teaching them that there was no God, and so it's very difficult to accept that there is.
所以当这个希伯来书跟他讲说，那既然我们祭司制度改了，对相关的律法也需要更改了，对他们来，对这个犹太背景来讲是很大的一个挑战。
So for them to hear something like this, because the priesthood has changed, therefore the law must also change, this would be a very, very big challenge for them to accept.
这也让我们看到了，就是真实的信心会带来很大的一个改变。
So this thing was to see, sometimes the truth, the news of the truth, must lead to a great change.
你看阿福的改变，就是因为真实的信心带来的改变。
It's a change in attitude that you can see something like that.
这里带来的改变是非常大的一个改变。
And so here we are talking about a major change.
如果你们看这个回想，举个例子，回想在保罗在使徒行传他传福音的时候的一个状况。
Can we even imagine as we talk about some of the situations Paul met in the Acts?
在保罗他生命比较晚期的时候，他回到耶路撒冷去传福音。
There was a point in very late in his ministry that he returned to Jerusalem.
在这个使徒行传二十一章二十八节的时候，就有提到，就想说有人呼喊说：“以色列人啊，来帮一手吧！”这个人就指保罗，这个人到处说教，反对以色列和摩西的法律。也反对这圣殿，他居然带希腊人进入圣殿，侮辱了这神圣的地方。
As you see there in Acts chapter 21, verse 27-28, last part, it says that there were some who saw him at the temple, and says they stirred up the whole crowd and seized him, shouting, "Fellow Israelites, help us! This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere against our people and our law and this place. And besides, he has brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place."
所以这个经节你看的话，所要求信心带出来的改变是非常强大的。
So you can see from just this scripture here, the kind of major change that needed to have had to take place for someone to become a Christian.
希伯来书作者他这样写也是很大胆的，竟然就是说律法要改了。
And so when the author of Hebrews says here that the law must change,
所以我们就可以从这边看到一个很。可以改变的一个事实就是，真实的信心是一定会带出来改变的。
And one thing that we can see that's immutable in that is that the truth will always bring change.
在哥林多后书我们看到写说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
You may remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, Paul says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ,he is a new creature. The old has passed away, and the new is here."
所以这是完全不一样的，新跟旧的一个很大的一个不同的事情。
So you see here is this huge difference between the old and the new.
你有时候你穿的鞋子穿很多年的时候脏脏的，你突然一洗，你就觉得说哇，原来我的鞋子曾经这样子脏了。
It's like as you sometimes wear a pair of shoes for a long, long time, and they get dirtier and they're all stuck up. But when they're all cleaned up and polished, it's almost like you have new shoes.
如果你看台北市的夜景跟白天看的时候，你会发觉说，哎，也是完全不一样的一个景观。
Just like you see Taipei City at night from the hills, it's very different from looking at it in the day.
所以光跟暗其实是完全是不一样的。
There's a huge difference between the dark and the light.
所以真实的信心会带出来真实的一个很巨大的一个改变。
So the truth actually will show us things and will result in great change.
在以弗所书也提到，从前偷窃的不再偷，总要努力亲手做正经事，就可以分给那些有缺乏的人。
As Paul wrote in Ephesians 4:28, anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need.
所以你看，这是多大的改变！以前是偷窃的，现在竟然做工，然后分享给缺乏的人。
And so you see it's a huge change here. Not only is the thief supposed to get a job, but the purpose is to give.
所以彼得也这样讲，你们既然做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前愚昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
First Peter also similar in chapter 1, verse 14. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had with the world.
对，弟兄姐妹们，我们要思想，我们的信心是真的在我们生命中带出来改变吗？
So we really need to think about it. Has our faith produced a real change in our lives?
就像今天的经文，作者跟这些犹太背景人所以说，律法要更改，是要求他们做出非常大的一个改变。
So just as Hebrews says here, that the law was required to be changed, it was a great change to them. So was this faith in our hearts.
我们对耶稣基督是真的是有信心吗？
Do we really have faith in Christ?
我们相信耶稣之前跟之后，我们的生活习惯还是完全是一样吗？
Is our life the same before Christ and after Christ?
所以真实的信仰，我们要知道是一定会带出很大的改变的。
And what we see is that faith actually must bring change.
我在神学院的时候，就有个老师用一个很讽刺、很好笑的一个比喻跟我们大家说。
When I was in seminary, one of the professors used a really interesting illustration.
他就说啊，我们基督徒呢，很多人效仿基督呢，很多事情都效仿不下。
So, a lot of Christians when they try to imitate Christ, there's a lot of things they just can't imitate.
学基督的这个努力工作呢，不下。
They're not really like how he was working so hard.
学基督的这个爱心呢也没有。
They haven't been able to learn from Christ's love.
也没有怜悯。
And his mercy.
也不过圣洁生活。
And are not living a holy life.
但是只有一样学耶稣学得非常像。
But there's one thing that we've learned from Jesus that we've learned very, very well.
就是学习到了耶稣永不改变特别像。
That we to learn from Jesus that we will not change eternally. We will not change.
弟兄姐妹，我们信耶稣是会带来改变。
Believing in Christ will bring change.
所以我们必须要顺服上帝的教导，在我们生命中带出改变来。
So we must, if we really want to follow Christ, then we must also change.
对，弟兄姐妹，借着这个时候，我们省察自己，我们是不是真的愿意过圣洁生活？
So are we really willing to live a holy life?
我们是不是愿意真实对付我们生命中的罪？
Are we really willing to face the sin that lives within us?
我们从前不愿意亲近上帝的，现在是否真的愿意来到上帝面前与他亲近？
And where we were not really willing to draw near to Christ in the past, are we willing to do so now?
如果你真的知道，你的信心真的相信上帝希望你来到他面前与他亲近，那你愿意来吗？
If we really understand that God does want us to come into His presence, to have an intimate relationship with Him, are we willing to do so?
所以我们必须要借着信心带出我们的改变。
And so we really need to, through our faith, bring a great change into our lives.
说到这个律法的改变的时候，所以或许弟兄姐妹中间会有一个疑问。
So as far as we talk about this change in the law, you might have one kind of a question.
就是这个他说律法要改变，那跟福音书耶稣自己讲的律法不能改变，是不是有个冲突呢？
And you may remember that in the Gospels Jesus said a couple times that he did not come to destroy the law.
所以这里马太福音有讲到说，莫想我要来是要废除律法和先知，我来不是要废除，乃是要成全。
For instance, Matthew 5:17, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets.I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
所以这里我们是不是想要说，哎，作者提到这个之后，是不是跟福音书卷有冲突呢？
So is the author of Hebrews in conflict with what Jesus said in the Gospel?
我们要知道圣经中间其实不会有任何相冲突的地方，因为它是同一位作者。
We have to remember that because the Scripture all has one author, the Holy Spirit, then there can't be any kind of a conflict.
所以这里不是说。讲到说这两边有不一样冲突的地方。
So, and what could be the problem between these two things?
很简单的来说，就是我们道德的律法，像实际的这方面，是永远不会更改废除的。
So, the simple answer to that is to say that the parts of the law we talk about are morality, like the Ten Commandments, for instance, do those things do not change?
相反的，在这个立位之派这边的律法是其实是被更改、被成全的。
But,The system of the priesthood has to change, and it had to change.
关于这个上帝的这道德律法实践这方面是永远不会更改，所以我们不要把这两方面给搞混了。
The moral law will not change, you could not change, because it's part of God, and so we don't want to set up with what we're talking about here.
我们继续思想耶稣基督给我们做的这个奇妙大功。
So let's think about this even further.
我们来看十六到十八节这个部分。
So here let's look at verse 16 and 18.
在之前我们讲希伯来书的时候，我们已经讲过，就是耶稣基督他是照着麦基洗德的本事成为大祭司。
So we've been talking about Jesus as a high priest after the order of Melchizedek.
那这我们也知道说麦基洗德他是好像没有一个家谱的一个人。
And so it's in the Bible that you see Melchizedek has no family background.
所以他是耶稣基督的一个影子，是预表耶稣基督的一位。
So in a sense, he's a type of Christ that he foreshadows what is to come.
耶稣他在启示录的时候，他也说他是首先的，是末后的，所以他在灵命上他是神，他也是没有家谱的。
Remember in Revelation 1:17, it says that Jesus was to be the first and the last.
所以我们耶稣基督他成为这个祭司，他是照麦基洗德的等次。
So what we see here is that Jesus is after that. This priesthood is after the order of Melchizedek.
他不是照这个属肉，就是在十六节起的，他不是照属肉体的条例，乃是照无穷之生命大能所成的这个大祭司。
So it's clear as in verse 16, he's not a priest on the basis of his body, on the basis of his ancestry, but on the basis of the power of the indestructible law.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个作者讲这个的用意就是说，把一个罪人，肮脏污秽的罪人带到完全圣洁的上帝面前，必须要有什么大能才能够把这样的一个人带到上帝面前。
So to bring us as a sinner, a filthy, dirty sinner, into the presence of God, that requires a huge change.
所以我想要用一个例子，让弟兄姊妹能更深的了解这个事实。
I'll give you an example to help you understand this.
我想或许有弟兄姊妹已经读过以赛亚书这个地方。
Probably you've read Isaiah before.
那你想要翻到以赛亚书第十一章也可以，或许你也可以听我念也可以。
So you can turn to Isaiah 11 if you want, or you can just listen as I read it.
以赛亚书十一章第六节提到，豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同居，小孩子要牵引他们，牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毒蛇的洞口，断奶的婴孩必按在毒蛇的穴上。
So in Isaiah 11 and verse 6. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will eat them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's den.
这几节经文描述了一个很特别的一个图案。
What these verses give us is a really special picture.
不管你是要从字面解释，或者是不愿意从字面解释这几节经文。
Whether you want to look at this as a very literal picture or is it more figurative?
但是这个表达的一个意思就是说，将来耶稣基督所带来一个完全和平、没有恐惧、没有死亡的一个世界。
But the picture is still very clear of a place.Of complete peace, of safety, to the young city.
那这个图案呢，是你到动物园里面是没办法，或者是在电视上那个 Discovery Channel 你看不到这些图案。
You won't see this if you go to the zoo, and you won't see this on Discovery Channel.
我们都知道，就是说，如果你喂一只狮子红萝卜，那它是不会理你。
If you try to feed a carrot to a lion, he's not going to really pay very much attention.
那我们也知道，就是说，你拿一块肉给羊吃呢，它也不会去吃这个。
But if you give a piece of meat to a lamb, they don't eat that.
但是以赛亚先生刚刚我们看到的图案是完全很大的一个转变的。
But what we see in this picture is a complete change in the order of the world.
我们看到这个狮子跟牛一样在吃草。
We see as a lion and a cow also both eating something to eat that.
我们看到这个豹跟羊，它是在一起。
You see a leopard and a goat together.
我们看到小孩子竟然能够跟这个毒蛇在一起，没有危险。
You can see a child with snakes together without any fear of them.
这些事情发生是人能够办到的事情吗？
Is this something that we can do ourselves?
这个是不是科学家能够办到的事情？
This is not something that science can actually do for.
这是人没有办法办到的事情。
This is nothing that man can actually do.
同样的，一个罪人，满身污秽的人，来到完全圣洁上帝面前，也必须要有同样的能力才把我们带回去。
And in the same sense, for a sinner as us to enter into the presence of God, this is not something that man can do himself.
所以这也是希伯来书作者在十六节讲的，说把你带到上帝的面前，必须是按照神的无穷的大能所设立的祭司，才能够把你带到上帝的面前。
So this is why in Hebrews in verse 16 he says here that it's on the basis of an indestructible life, that it's only through the power of God that we can do.
所以我想请弟兄姐妹思考我刚刚所讲的那几个图案，稍微发挥一下想象力，想一下。
Come on, just really think about the picture of this that we just talked about with the animals today.
如果你今天看 Discovery Channel， 或者是你到动物园去看的时候
，if you watch Discovery Channel or if you go to a zoo，
你看到一只狮子在吃红萝卜，你真的是会什么感觉
？If you saw a snake eating a carrot, what would you think？
那你看到一只长颈鹿在吃牛排，你怎么感觉
？And if you saw a giraffe eating a steak， what would you think？
发挥想象力，稍微想一下。
You think, can you imagine it happening?
太奇怪，太不可思议了。
It's really strange. It's just something we can't even imagine.
所以，以赛亚书十一章告诉我们的事情，我们仔细去想的话，是一个很奇妙、很惊人的一个改变。
So what is described here is also something that is also very marvelous and something that's hard to imagine.
所以，同样的，我们要知道，我们的救恩能够来到我们的父神面前，他亲近。
So what it's trying to show us here is that this grace that we talk about, that can bring us as sinners into the presence, into the presence of God, is a marvelous thing.
做出我们的改变，能够一个罪人，难道能够跟上帝亲近这改变？我认为甚至比狮子吃草这样的改变是更惊人的一个改变。
In fact, it's far more marvelous than just imagining a lion eating grass.
你想，如果说上帝说：“好，我今天要让狮子吃草。”他不需要处理不公义的问题。
So for because in a sense for God to make a lion and eat grass is that really is that just solving the problem of morality?
我相信，在这个人我们的始祖亚当犯罪犯他们犯罪以前呢，狮子它其实用来吃草的。
Because what we know probably is that during the, at the Garden of Eden before sin, actually the lions were eating the grass.
我圣经上告诉我们，那地上的走兽，神就会有青草吃给他们去吃。
Because what we see in Genesis here is that they can eat the plants too.
那他们后来变成吃肉呢，是因为我们原本当受的咒诅放在他们的身上。
And the reason you have the world today of the carnivores is because of the sin that we brought into this world.
所以上帝如果说他说这个狮子你现在可以去吃草了，上帝他不会是一个不公义的一个人。
And so for God to make a lion begin to start eating grass, there's nothing unrighteous. It has nothing to do with righteous and unrighteous.
但是如果上帝宣告一个罪人，你现在确实是有罪，但是我只是单单的宣告你说你无罪，这样子上帝就不公义了。
But for God to declare a man who is unrighteous, for Him to declare him righteous.But that does bring into us into the issue of what is right.
如果上帝只是嘴巴上这样宣告的话，那他就不是一个公义的上帝。
And so if God only stated that and made that a claim, that's not actually righteousness.
因为他没有去处理罪的这个问题。
Because he hasn't really changed the issue of sin, the problem of sin.
所以他要让我们来到他的面前的时候，必须让耶稣基督承担我们的过犯。
So the only way then for us to be able to enter the presence of God was for God to deal with this sin through the work of Christ.
并且要把这个耶稣基督他的公义圣洁的生命归算到我们身上。
And to impart on us in the righteousness of Christ.
所以我们看到的就是耶稣把我们带来是替我们死在世界上好让我们与上帝同亲近。
So that Christ then paid for us, and He represented us in the pain for the unrighteous, and so that we can come into the presence of God.
所以我们今天所思想的这个事情，其实是比我们看到狮子吃草更奇妙的事情，竟然是耶稣基督替我们承担了人的这个过犯。
So what we're talking about today is far more marvelous than just thinking of a lion who is eating plants. Is that we as sinners we can come into the presence of God.
上帝必须要这样做的原因，在十八节也写出来。
And the reason he did that, we can see that in verse 18.
第十八节写到，就是说先前的条例因为软弱无力，所以废除了。
In verse 18, the former regulation is set aside because it was weak and useless. With all meaning and purpose.
所以这意思就是说，我们这先前的条例没有办法。我们自己没有办法靠行这些条例来到上帝的面前，所以被废除了。
So because there is no way that just by keeping the law that you really still could enter into the presence of God.
那这里不是说这个律法是没有毫无益处的。
This is not say that the law had its had no benefit.
律法当然是有益处，在诗篇中是讲是说我们是诗人等于他的律法是有益的，他做事业想就是神的律法。
Obviously, the law does have benefit. We see it often a lot, even in the Psalms.
所以这里作者表达说，所谓的无义是说，他关于把你带到上帝面前，向你亲近这方面是没有办法，是无义的。
So what we're talking about when we say it's useless, we're talking about the end goal of actually being able to walk into the presence of God.
所以在罗马书八章三节就提到，律法经肉体软弱，有所不能行的。上帝就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，成了赎罪祭，在肉身中成了罪案。
So you see that in Romans chapter 8 verse 3, that says, For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering for us. And so he condemned sin in the flesh.
所以这里作者在讲就是说耶稣基督他做到我们自己没有办法做到的事情。
So what he said here is that Jesus did what we were not able to do.
我们自己没有办法来到父神的面前，就好像我们没有办法让狮子变成只吃草的一个动物一样。
We had no possibility of entering into the presence of God, just like we have no way of making a lion.
所以一个罪人他是能够来到上帝的面前，不只是来到面前与上帝。还能够与上帝亲近，这是一个非常奇妙、伟大的一个转变。
So for a sinner to be able to enter into the presence of God, and not only that, to be able to have an intimate relationship with God, that is something that's very nice.
但是重点是，你知道了这样的奇妙的转变的话，那你愿意来到上帝面前与他亲近吗？
The point is, this kind of change, this marvelous change, is this something that we're willing to do?
我们平常有稳定的读经祷告。借着读经祷告来亲近上帝吗？
As we have our Bible study for our prayer in our prayer step, is that something that actually leads us into His presence? Allows us to draw near.
上帝在我们生命里面做的事情，是比狮子吃草更奇妙的事情。
Has the miraculous work of God in our hearts and our lives exceeded the miracle of making a lion?
所以，我们既然知道上帝给我们做了这么大的事情。让我们有权利能够来到他面前，我们就不要轻看这样的一个权利。
So to know that God has given us great privilege to be able to enter into His presence, let's not be down.
我们如果真的认为自己是罪人的话，现在有机会来到上帝面前。如果你真的是认为自己是罪人的话，那你一定应该感觉高兴。
This is an opportunity to enter into the presence of God, and we want to really take advantage of that opportunity.
我们平常是跟我们的父神亲近，还是跟我们的罪、跟我们的老朋友亲近呢
？So are we drawing near to God, or are we drawing near to our sin and our fallen life?
我平常在准备讲道的时候，那一个礼拜讲道，我通常都会试着努力的活出来。
When I'm preparing a message, the usual thing that we do, I really try my best to live out. You know,
那当我在准备。这周的讲道跟下两周的讲道的时候，我发觉其中都有一个成分，就是要我们亲近上帝的一个成分。
And as I was looking both last week and preparing for this week's message, one of the things that came across to me was the message here of drawing near to God.
所以我就开始省察这一周，我就一直省察我自己是不是够努力来亲近上帝。
So I spent a lot of time this week thinking about myself and how much I am drawing close to God.
那如果我能够给自己一个我发觉我过去亲近这个礼拜亲近上帝 所做的，还不如我前几周所做的。
When I look and actually analyze and listen to Ray himself this week, actually this week I don't think that I did any better or any good last week.
因为刚好这个过去的一周是比较忙碌的时间。
Because actually last week was a very very busy week.
我发觉我今天早上起来的时候，第一件事情也不是跟神祷告，我第一件事情是抓我的手机。
And I found that the first thing I did this morning was not to go to the Word, but to go to my cell phone.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们知道，就是说，当我们亲近神的时候，我们知道你里面还有你里面的罪，还有外在的环境，都是要主导你来亲近神。
What we see then is that as we try to draw near God, what we will find is that the atmosphere, the environment that's inside us, as well as the environment around us, affects us.
但是我们要记得一个事，就是一个罪人他能够得了赦免，来到上帝面前，就是比牛跟这个熊一起吃食物更奇妙的事情。
But we need to remember that what we're talking about today, being able for a sinner to be able to draw near to God, is actually more marvelous and miraculous than thinking about a lion, a cow, and a bear.
所以我们必须要借着读经祷告，稳定的来亲近我们的父神。
So we do want to read the Bible and pray and.In doing so, to draw near to God.
所以当我跟弟兄们分享的时候，我不是站在一个角度，就是说我自己做得很好。我是说，其实我过去这一周在这方面也是挣扎的一个人。
So I'm not trying to tell you today that I'm one who is actually being very successful.
但是我希望弟兄们知道，是就是说我们应该一起努力来亲近我们的父神。
Particularly in the last week.What I am trying to say is that is what we want to do. That is our goal, is to draw closer to God.
我们还记不记得路加福音有讲过，耶稣有一个实际的一个故事，有一个发生的事情。
Remember a real practical story of Jesus and Luke,
就是耶稣他治好了十个麻风病人，但是其中只有一个回来去感谢耶稣。
There were 10 lepers that Jesus healed of leprosy.But only one returned to praise him.
所以耶稣就问，就是说治好的人不是有十个吗？怎么只有一个回来呢？
And then Jesus asked him, we're not there 10, where are the other 9?
所以我们试想耶稣在我们身上所做的这个奇妙大功，我们就要问自己一个问题。
And so we have to think about what we talked about today. We need to ask ourselves that same question.
就好像这十个大麻风里面只有一个人回到耶稣面前。
Is of those 10 lepers, only one returned to pray?
我们问我们自己，我们是这个十个里面的哪一个？是那个九个不回来感谢神的吗？
Which of the 10 are we? Are we the 9 or the 1?
我们还是那个唯一回来感谢神的那个。
Are we part of that only one who returned to pray?
所以我这边就是把主要的目的分享给弟兄姐妹。
That is the goal of what I'm trying to share today.
就是愿我们一起努力的天天亲近我们的神。
That we should be working together to come into the presence of God.
这也是上帝他拯救我们的目的。
That is the goal of salvation for us.
所以我们应该把我们的全力、全心，还有我们的生命、时间，完全的献给我们上帝。
So we need to use this authority we've given, the privilege of this life, to return to come into the presence of God.
也知道就是说，我们现在在一场属灵的征战中，我们整个环境不希望我们亲近神。
We can't really think that as we are engaged in the spiritual battle here that we don't really need this.
所以愿我们希望教会是一个常常亲近神的一个教会。
So we want to really think, are we a church? We want to be a church that is always in continually drawing nearer to God.
那我们一起低头祷告。
So let's pray.
我们天父，我们再一次的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you again.
我们知道这个除了耶稣基督以外，我们没有人能够带我们来到上帝面前。
Do we know that other than Christ, there is no one who can bring us into the presence of God?
我们知道，立位的祭司他不能。
We know that the Levitical priest is not able to do it.
我们也知道，耶稣基督做了这么奇妙的事情，让我们这个罪人竟然能够来到父神。
We know too that this miraculous work of Christ where he can bring all sinners into the presence of God.
但是我们也承认，我们常常忽略这样的奇妙作为。
We confess that we often overlook and ignore this particular.
所以我们现在故意来到你的面前，不断的知道以后要跟你比较亲近。
We put in the presence right now, and hopefully to desire them to continually join the presence.
所以我们也祈求你的圣灵动工，帮助我们能够亲近。
So we ask you to work with the Holy Spirit in our heart to be with you.
我们知道是你跟爱主三一神所做的工作，让我们能够亲近神。
You know that this was through Jesus, the Son, the Holy Son, and the Holy Trinity. That was the goal in the beginning.
所以，愿你所有的选民，你所有的选民，你所开始的工作，愿你把它亲自完成。
And so may all those who you have chosen be continually moving closer to you.
愿你所有的选民不只是在今生知道要亲近。
And so we ask that they're not just in a sense here, but with the commentators are coming close to you.
我愿以后我们在永世之中不断的亲近你，来赞美。
And for that, even throughout eternity, we will be praising you and drawing you closer.
帮助我们能够更亲近你，更亲近
你。We ask for your help and bring this near.
我叫祷告师的奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We ask all of this in the name of your Son Jesus.
Amen. 我们起立唱三一颂。
So now we're going to sing a song.